You're listening to Transform Squadron, a production of ZoneBase.org. ZoneBase is a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. What does that even mean? I don't know. If you go to www, that part's important. ZoneBase.org, you can see for yourself. My name's Rob, and it's March of 2022. Yep, that's it. It's March. How's it going? You guys doing okay? This month, I had a few things I wanted to talk about. Almost everything has the word micro in the title. Almost. First is something I saw last week, and it got me super excited. Now, to scale it back a little, a couple of weeks ago, news of the Transformers-branded micro machines kind of hit the internet. And they pretty much are what they sound like. Micro machines of Transformers characters. Clearly in their vehicle modes, but if you stand them up, their robot modes are displayed on the underneath part. That's the official title, underneath part. They're not that dissimilar from those RPM toys from about a decade ago, which were basically Hot Wheels style cars of Transformers characters with, you know, the robots underneath. Man, those things were fun. They weren't fun for original retail, but the minute they hit like Dollar Tree and Five Below, I couldn't get enough of them. I guess they were fun for the right price. But the micro machines are similar to those, and I like micro machines. I think micro machines are super rad. I always have. I was always a big fan of the Star Wars micro machine toys when they brought them back. Years ago for the resurgence of Star Wars movies, I was overjoyed, super excited, bought a ton. And the new Micro Machine line, I get some of. I don't get as much as I used to. It just kind of is what it is. They're cool. It's just the fact of the availability is a little tricky. You got to kind of find them, you know. But I do have some of them. And I am a sucker for blind bag stuff. I love blind bag toys, blind box stuff. I love it. And a little micro machine or two in a blind bag is perfect. That's like the perfect blind purchase, in my opinion. IMO, if this was a text-based conversation, that's how I would say that. That is like the perfect delivery method for micro machines to me. Not that the packages hanging off the shelf aren't cool, but man, blind bags and tiny little Star Wars guys or Transformers cars, that's a perfect combination to me. So I saw that and I was like, ooh, dang, I need to get those. And I'm going to when I see them. If I see them, I hope I see them. So I was all ready for that. And then news of a Bumblebee-themed base coming out was shown. And that was cool, too. You know, it's like a Bumblebee car that unfolds into a, you know, it's classic Micro Machine-style playset. And that's super cool. Frankly, I'm not as interested in that. I think it's cool, but that's really not for me. I'm mainly interested in those blind bags and maybe a couple of those carded sets, you know. I'm down for that. That's going to be cool. And then I saw the news last week, and I got so excited. I haven't been this excited in a long time. So these Micro Machine Transformers have smaller bases on the way, or already on the way, depending on where you live. I believe pictures of it at a Target was taken for $8 a piece. A little base, a Micro Machines Transformers base that folded up into a box and comes with a Micro Machine. Get this, guys, they're blind packed. You just grab one of those little boxes and hope you got a new playset in there. You got a playset and you got a Micro Machine. And all these playsets connect together so you can make a larger playset. And if you need some storage room, you can fold them things back up in a box and clear up that room. I don't know, get you like a shoebox and put them all in there when you're not playing with it. This, oh my God. I'm getting excited now just thinking about it. I was just like, you know, you could make your own zone base. Think about that. You know, you make this giant base, and you know, you got your Micro Machine Transformers, which are obviously the intended toy to use with it. However, if you got your Micromasters out, either the new ones or old ones, or those reissues from the early 2000s. Oh, those are so good. You get those and play with those on those as well. But let's keep going. Let's keep going on this idea. Super Impulse makes these blind, micro action figures. They make these tiny little world's smallest toys. And they got the micro action figure line, which are about an inch tall, and they're a little articulated of guys like there's Transformers, there's He-Man, there's Power Rangers and G.I. Joes, and they got Universal Monsters coming. I can't wait to get those. And those are the perfect size to use with this playset. And if you go a little more, Super Impulse also has, they were selling them in blind boxes, but I think they're starting to put them on cards now. The even smaller versions, and you could use those with those too. And there's like Transformers characters and He-Mans and G.I. Joes and all those cool dudes. And they're even smaller. So now they're to scale with your MicroMasters. You could have, the old MicroMasters commercial with the palm, all this action in the palm of your hand was a little bit of an exaggeration. Because even as an adult, I could probably only get a couple of those dudes in there. But the idea is there, man. Get you a TV tray out, sit in front of the TV, watch something cool. Some people watch Jeopardy. I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy in a long time. But if you watch Wheel of Fortune, is it Wheel of Fortune or Wheel of Fortune? What am I saying? It's Wheel of Fortune. True story, when I was a kid, I thought Pat Sajak and Vanna White lived down the road from me. Because there was like a mansion overlooking a pond and another one nearby. And I thought Pat Sajak and Vanna White lived in there. Yep. I'm just going to own it. Maybe they were. Maybe I was right the whole time. Laugh at me now. But you could like watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy while putting yourself together a little Micro Machines base and get your little dudes. Oh, if you got Diaclone drivers or, there's other types of Inchmen out there. Like there's a lot of 3D printed ones and those, Micro Mechanauts and stuff like that. They're to scale. So you guys get what I'm saying? Your tiny little toys can have a tiny little city. And I sniffed a little, pardon me. But you could have a tiny little playset. And then you could get your regular Optimus Prime out and ace to scale. So all you people that are really hung up on scale stuff, you could totally make a scale MicroMaster playset. Oh man, what if you got your Star Wars Micro Machine stuff out and they just raided, the Emperor... The Emperor commanded an attack on, Tallahassee, Florida. And the rebels came to fight back. And you could have a Star Warriors fight in this garage playset that you just built. It looked like a street and a firehouse. It's perfect. It's totally cool. I'm so excited. Legion. I get stuck on names. Legend class, / Legion class, / they called them something different in the Bumblebee movie. Those size dudes, they might fit too. They're a little bit bigger. They're about the size of a Hot Wheel. Those guys and like Spy Changers, / GoBots, there's too many names. Actually, I think that is a little bit too big. That might be a little too big. You would need a Hot Wheels playset for those dudes. Ignore what I just said. Let's go back to Micro Machines. You could get your Micro Masters and just keep it simple. Do your Micro Machines. You can stand them on their tail end and now they're in robot mode. Is that not complex of a transformation? Dude, they're an inch. You should understand reality by now. They're an inch. It's not going to be a masterpiece. And if it was, you'd break it. I mean, your fingers are huge, It's going to happen. But, man, I'm going to go dig out all my MicroMaster combiners and have a giant combiner fight. No, I'm going to bring Godzilla out. I'm going to put Godzilla there, and he's going to be just... I'm going to have to make myself calm down. Because if I keep going, I'm going to get too excited. And I might have to go to the hospital. And they're going to say, what happened? I'm like... and I'm just going to show him pictures. And then the doctor's going to be sitting in the bed next to me because he's going to be like, I could put anything with this. I could make a tiny little city. Not really in the palm of my hand. They were exaggerating, but I could do that. And then his doctor is going, we're going to stop showing people these pictures eventually. You know, it might make a chain of people getting too excited for their own health. But you guys see what I'm talking about? That's super cool. I went looking for them this past weekend, but the wife and I went to Target because that's where they were found, and I didn't see them. Clearly, if they were in California last week, they're not going to be in Georgia the same week. If they were, it'd be a miracle. It would just be a miracle. Miracles can happen, though. So hopefully they show up soon, because I'm going to buy probably too many. And I'm guessing you're interested, too. Every place I've posted and shared that picture was coming alive with people like, holy crap. And I'm like, I know, right? It's too cool. It's too cool. I'm a little out of breath now. Another micro thing I wanted to speak of this month, this episode, is a story I didn't tell last month, and I was going to. And this would involve me also taking a second to plug a site I really like. I'm fixing to talk about Micronauts/Microman. And when you talk about that, one of the coolest sites you can go to is micromanclub.tumblr.com. That dude has a super cool site. It's a great resource of scans of like Microman manga and pages from like TV magazine and stuff. And he also has Diaclone stuff there as well. And, you know, I think Micronauts, I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of blanking on the Micronauts stuff. I think he mainly focuses on the Micromans and Diaclone on his Tumblr there. But they are is such a great source. I mean, I could spend all day just reading the scans and translations, you know, just a lot of people will tell you Diaclone and Microman don't really have much of a fiction. And it's definitely not to the same extent as Transformers fiction, but they do have some. And it's more than just back of box text blurbs. It's in, there's manga pages, there's story pages, there's fiction in those like magazines like TV Magazine and stuff. And it's super cool. It's super interesting. You know, I'm maybe more interested in Microman than Diaclone, and I don't know why. And, you know, they make the current Diaclone line, which I'd really like to get some of those dudes. I just haven't. They're priced a little prohibitively high. Like, I see that price, and I kind of knee-jerk. Like, I'd love to get some of those Walrooters and definitely that new Convoy. I'd really like to get some of the stuff. It's just, it is what it is. I see that price and it's like, whoa, dude, you know, but it's super cool. And, you know, you can use those drivers with your Micro Machine play sets. Did I mention I'm excited for those? Anyway, you know, there's definitely fiction for it. It's just not as established as Transformers. And that's a really cool site to read up on it. You know, Micronauts and Microman are just really cool. I really like translucent plastic. I know it gets brittle over time and sometimes can break. Like I got several one Transformers with those that have, you know, unfortunately formed cracks and broken at joints in the past. And sometimes you can fix them. Sometimes you just kind of keep it together. So you figure out how to fix it and put it back together. And, you know, there's one Microman group I'm in. And this Microman group, it goes back. It goes back to, it used to be a Yahoo group. And it's a cool resource of not just fans talking, because it's like, you know, it's Transformers fans, it's Diaclone fans, it's Micro, you know, related lines. Obviously, it's all in the same, you know, line, like, you know, Micronauts and, you know, just Lords of Light, all these different extensions of it. A while back, a few weeks ago, I did the my version of the Transformers iceberg as a post on zonebase.org. And, you know, this is definitely in the formative related section of that iceberg is basically Microman. And this group covers a whole lot of it. Like, you know, I've posted Halo guys that look like Diaclone drivers there, and they went over well, you know. Like, it's just a cool, open-minded group. And one of the things they put there is how to fix Microman, because they break. And sometimes you just kind of lose a little articulation or whatever, gluing together a knee or whatever. One guy was showing the other day using heat-shrinking piping to fix it. It looked really good. Like, you couldn't even tell it was broken. I think he used it to fix an ankle, you know. And I don't think the ankle was as articulated anymore, but it looked pretty good at standing there. And that's what made me think about this. And that would be the Palisades Microman, Micronaut Toys from, what was that about? 03? Definitely 03 going toward, I think they kind of died off in 05. It was a short-lived relaunch that was really awesome. Palisades Toys got the license to make Micronauts, and they were reproductions of original Micronaut toys, which is Microman, and they did a great job. They looked almost just like them. One of the problems was the factory that produced them used less than great plastic, so they came out very brittle. They broke very easy, brand new. And of course, all this time later, you're gonna have to glue some parts together, you know. I've got a Reptoad I got in solid clear. That just looks so great. He had clear, it was solid. They made, each figure was available in a ton of different colors, and it just made it so fun. And I got the Repto, and he's got a broken arm. You know, he's been in a Ziploc baggie forever. You know, I might try to, you know, I was always thinking, like, I'm going to have to just glue the joints together and deal with the elbow not working so well. Or maybe I can glue it together just right and it can work if I bend it very gingerly. You know, that was my thought process. And I seen that guy's stuff and I'm like, dude, yeah, maybe I could do that. And that's what brings my mind back to that time with those, that Palisades line. Because I had so much fun buying them. Like, I still got almost all the ones I bought, sans Baron Karzaw. I ended up giving him to my father-in-law. My father-in-law is a big toy guy too. And a couple years ago, I gave him a bunch of toys, clearing out some room, and that my Baron Karzaw was in that. Sometimes I kind of regret doing that, but I mostly don't. Baron Karzaw's joints is all magnets. And I was, you know, we're talking about big, giant magnets. And when you have as much electronics as I do sitting around your house, a ton of magnets just laying around makes you nervous, you know. So it always made me nervous. I'm sure it wouldn't hurt anything. I mean, this little fold up cover / stand on my Galaxy tablet that I'm using to hold up my tablet as I record this uses magnets. So I guess I might have over exaggerated on that worry, but it doesn't bother me too much because I'm mainly focusing on the regular figures when I think, you know, Micronauts and Microman. Micronauts wasn't strictly made from Microman parts. They used some other Takara and a couple of original molds too. Baron Karzaw, and I think his name was Andros. I'm blanking a little on his name. The good guy version of that toy, essentially. They were made from a Jeeg figure, J-E-E-G, that Takara made. It was basically that body with new heads. Very cool. It had, like, firing rockets and, you know, like, a horse that you can make a centaur with. Like, you take them all apart. And that was the cool thing about Microman and Micronauts. They transformed, but mostly by way of swapping parts out. You know, the micro change stuff straight up transformed, and that's where you got guys like Soundwave and Ravage and Bumblebee and all that. They came from that, from the micro change part of Microman. But the regular toys did too. Acroyer, I always want to say Acroyer. A lot of us Americans want to say Acroyer because you never really hear it spoken. Like, it's not spoken so often, and it just looks like it says Acroyer, but his name's Acroyer. And there's several Acroyers. Even got a little Acroyer subline in the mid-2000 Microman figures. That was a really cool series. We got a cool crossover Transformers Kicker figure in that series. That was really cool. I like the Master Force line. I got all of those. They're so cool. I like the Batman ones, too. They did licensed figures. I got a bunch of the Batman ones. But I digress. I wish I got some of the Godzilla ones. For some reason, I had a hard time getting those. I don't know why my luck had to work out that way, but it did, and it's too long ago to do anything about. And now those figures are probably all powderized. They're basically Microman figures with rubber Godzilla and monster suits that you put them in to be the suit actor. Too rad. I digress. Like a Kroyer could turn into a helicopter. He had like this flight pack with these little spinning blades, and he has a robot bird, and that's like his companion. And you can fold him up, and his arms are kind of like the, what do you call those part things the helicopter lands on, those bar things? It kind of makes those. And if you want, you can put his sword in that, so he's just carrying a sword. And you kind of fold up his legs, and like the bird fits on parts of the legs to make the back kind of thin section of the helicopter, and his roller skate boot things make the wheels, or you can just leave them off. And you put his backpack on, he makes this weird sci-fi helicopter. It's maybe a VTOL, maybe one of those. It's just, they're so neat. And Palisades, when they were recreating everything, one of the figures they did was Red Falcon, who was one of the more larger Micronaut figures, about the same size as Baron Karzai. And that toy was made from another Takara mold called Death Cross by Takara, which is a very similar in build figure to Baron Karzai. I've seen some people say he shares parts from that same molding, and maybe I didn't really notice myself, but he maybe does. I'm not claiming to be an encyclopedia here, and but maybe it does. That was one I had a hard time finding the Palisades version of. I probably should have ordered it, but once again, it's too far in the past to do anything about now. However, around that same time, some magical reason, there's just a wave of bootleg Transformers, just a tidal wave, hitting a lot of discount stores, and Big Lots in particular. Big Lots had a ton of them. Like, They would be in cars that have Beast Wars figures, and it was mostly Beast Wars figures at the time, but they also, later on within years, I saw stuff like Power Rangers and all that. Around 05, they had bootlegs of those MicroMaster Combiners, as well as MicroMaster-sized G1 Combiners at that same scale, scaled down. I've got the Devastator somewhere. They had those, and they had like Machine Robo. Machine Robo Rescue was the current Machine Robo line at the time. Machine Robo, of course, being GoBots. They had bootlegs of those, and they were really good bootlegs. Funnily enough, the Machine Robo ones were called Spurt Robo, which I don't know if they did that intentionally, but the broken English translation on the back was amazing. Anyway, but yeah, for a few years there, Big Lots and bootleg robot toys were like just synonymous with each other. It became such a thing that Hasbro eventually threatened legal action against them, saying like, you either cut this out or we're no longer providing you with our product. And they bowed to it, so that time eventually ended. I think the last stuff I got from there that was really cool was these scaled down Lyo. Oh God, my brain's farting a little. Lyo Kaiser sets that they had put out that were scaled down. They were like a quarter of the size of the original figures. Just really fun stuff. And actually, no, the last stuff I got was some Technobots in white. Like, almost the same quality as the original toys, but just white. And they look great. They look great. They look like rescue vehicles. In fact, if I ever dig those guys out, I'm going to maybe make them into rescue vehicles or something. But I digress. But at the time, it was like 03. Yeah, it was about 03 when that began. Like, before that, they have bootleg toys. Don't get me wrong. Everyone knows that tray-looking box that's almost always at discount stores with bootleg Constructicons or oddball other robot toys knocked off in them. You know, they'd have those usually pop up here and there, as that, like your Family Dollar does, and other discount stores do as well. But it was just like this tsunami just hit of knockoff robot toys, and they were around for a few years. And into that, and that, wow. I just said three words at one time, and it came out as da-da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, you're welcome. You gotta, I was scatting there for a minute, just play a little music, and that's what I was doing. I didn't mess up at all. I was just, you know, playing it off so you guys wouldn't think I was that amazing. Like, wow, Rob's a musical genius. Yeah, I know, right? But anyway, at that time when that was happening, a knockoff of Red Falcon, Death Cross, was in those assortments. Of all of the figures, you figured the regular size ones, and maybe they did, and I just didn't see them. You know, knocked off Microman is nothing new, but they definitely were out there. They were in a box, and it was the whole set with all the accessories, the everything that came with him was in that. And my mindset was like, well, if I can't find the real one, maybe I can find one of these and be happy. And just like those weird, look, most of the time you get bootleg toys in either wrong colors or the right ones. And when it comes to the wrong colors, it can go from just slightly off to holy crap, what's going on here in terms of variety. None of the pictures I ever saw of these Red Falcons were anything close to the right colors, but they still looked amazing. Like, there was one I saw that was in, looked like he was solid green with like oddball stickers just put on him. That would have been awesome. Like, I don't know what the sticker said. I hope they were really wrong and said stuff like, you know, USA Police or something. I say USA Police because I'm kicking myself. This is another thing in the past. I mentioned before the Easter Basket bootlegs. And I was really on those Easter Basket bootlegs too. And one set I tried my best to get. They were at a Kmart. And you know how they'll put overstock on top of shelves? I couldn't get it. It was the only one I saw. I saw it and was like, holy crap, is that what I think it is? And I just stood there eyeing it. It totally was. And I couldn't get anyone to get it down for me. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't find a stick to knock it down. I couldn't find a ladder. This Kmart, you know, Kmart went out of business. And this Kmart was open about 10 years prior to that, when it should have been closed down a good 10 years before that. It was really badly run. It was a good Kmart until whatever happened, and it just wasn't any longer. But I tried my best. I was like, you know what? I'll just come back and get it. And I just didn't. Life happened and I couldn't get it. But it was a Dreadwing and what's this other guy? Those two, the Hydra, you know, set, the Dreadwing, Dreadwind and Darkwing. There we go. I was brain farting a little bit. Those guys. It was the G1 toys of those knocked off in mostly solid white. I think they had like some red in there, and their stickers, I could see it from the ground. They had Decepticon stickers, but they were just like red, which is funny because, you know, shattered glass Decepticon symbols are red. So I don't know if that was just a coincidence that they look just like some old bootleg stickers. Yeah, maybe. You know, obviously they're supposed to be the Autobots colors, but that always stuck in my head like, hey, they got bootleg robot symbols. Hopefully that was on purpose. But anyway, there's a set of those, and they had red Decepticon symbols and a bunch of American flags all over them. Like, just random, like, I think they're just postage stamps. That's what they look like, just American flags. And I thought one said, and from what I could see, could see a lot better than I can now. I said police. So I'm just like, man, robots that say American police for no reason are awesome. And Man, that'd been great if there's a Red Falcon with those stickers on it. But I'm not ashamed to say I hunted for this bootleg. And this all this energy, I should have just ordered a Red Falcon from like Entertainment Earth or something. I don't know why I just didn't. At the time, my mindset was, don't order stuff I can just get at Walmart. I would order stuff that I couldn't get at Walmart. It'd be like Japanese stuff or, you know, some hard to find things I might eBay, stuff like that. So I wouldn't, if I could buy it at the store, I didn't want to order it, which is really stupid because I would have I'd be probably, you know, I probably gave it to him with my father-in-law, the Red Baron. But anyway, that was my mindset. Like, I can find us. It's at stores. I was getting these Palisades Micronauts at, like, Media Play, which used to be a cool store. Now it's long gone. Pour one out for it. And, you know, stores like that, they just always had them. And that's where I would get them. Usually pretty easily. And I couldn't find them. I should have ordered them. I know. It was stupid. So I was like, I'm going to get this Big Lots knockoff, and I'll be happy with that. And here was my mindset also. I would, at the time, I didn't work. I work at night. I've worked at night for the past 10 years, overnight, from 6 to 6. And I've had night shift jobs before. But usually you'd get off at like 11 or 1 or something like that. Never quite overnight. This is a little different. But back at the time, I just had a daytime job. And it was nothing for me to just hop in my car and go from store to store. Like, Walmart, of course, was 24/7 at the time. That was way before we imagined what's going on in the world now, making Walmart go back to a regular set of hours. But because, you know, you can't catch COVID at like 11. You can't. I mean, minute Walmart closes, you're in the danger zone. You know, you're okay before 11. At 12, you're going to catch COVID. Totally going to. Only at Walmart. You know, Target, man, if you're at Target at like 10:05, you're getting COVID. There's no, you're just, go out shopping. All these stores close at 8 now. You're safe until 8. After that, it's no man's land. But I would get in my car, and I live in an area where there used to be, now they're regular Walmarts. They used to be 24 hours. I'm sure I'll try not to harp on that too much. We need to take this seriously. But that's stupid. The 24, it can be 24 hours, yeah. Just wear your mask, okay? Make them mandatory after 11, because that's the danger time. But anyway, I would get in my car, and that would be a night for me. You know, I would maybe bring a friend, or sometimes I'd do it by myself and just listen to the radio. I like to listen to the radio. I could just go all night just listening to the radio, and I would drive for a couple of hours and hit multiple Walmarts looking for toys I'm looking for. And I remember one night, a friend of mine went with me. We did this when we were looking for the first wave of Robots in Disguise toys for me. And I wasn't going to be patient and just wait for the one or two of them nearby to get them all. No, I was getting them all that night, and I did. So we did that, and there was these guys looking for Gundam figures, and we kept running into them at each other's Walmarts. And we'd be like, we ended up making a pact with them, like, okay, we're going to go to this one. We're going to go to this one, and we'll meet up at this one to tell them what each store had. We made a night of it. It was awesome. It was a great time. And then my friend that went with me, he was buying Bionicles. And he was buying Bionicles. I was buying Transformers. These guys are buying Gundam figures. You know, I like Gundams too. I like to buy the models. And they got those new Gundam, I think it's Unite Unlimited. Gundam Infinite, that's it. Action figures. I've got all of those. You know, I like Gundams too, but these guys were completists. They were getting every single one of them. And at the time, I was a Transformers completist. Like, I'd love to be a Transformers completist now. There's just no way with the pure amount of them coming out every 30 minutes, apparently, that you can really do it realistically anymore. But back in the day, you totally could. And all, and my friend wasn't a Bionicle completist, but he was getting a lot of them. And we were just, man, it was this great mass hunt we were all doing together. It was fun. But, you know, at the time what I'm talking about now, I would just hit up, you know, I was looking for these figures. And I couldn't, you know, like I'd get off work and stop by the Walmart I'd pass on the way home. After two or three nopes, it's like, well, I know what I'm doing this weekend. You know, either Friday or Saturday or Sunday, I'd get in that car and go. You know, maybe stop at McDonald's, drive through and get a couple of dollar hamburgers and eat them and just keep going. Like, I remember stopping at this gas station I would stop at. I particularly stopped at because it had Faygo, and I like grape Faygo a whole lot. You know, Faygo now is a lot easier to get here in Georgia than it was then. There's only certain stores that really had it. So I knew this one gas station by this one Walmart. It's like, I would stop there and fill up and get me a grape Faygo and like a little Debbie. Just keep going. And usually a couple hours. I'm not going to act like I did this all night long, although I did do a few overnighters doing this. Like, I'm not saying I went out of state, but I got pretty close. But I did that, and I'd just be like blasting the radio, enjoying myself. This one station I listen to now, it's a local station. It's like a local country station, and they play old-timey country Saturday night for several hours on end. And like each Saturday, they have a theme. Like it might be Dolly Parton night, or one night they just had a jeans night, blue jeans night, and at least every 15 minutes they'll play like a song matching that theme. Like if it's Dolly Parton night, every 15 minutes they're playing a Dolly Parton song. You know, Blue Jeans night, they played a different song about blue jeans every 15 minutes. You know, it wasn't the only thing, but it was like, if that was on at the time, I'd listen to that. And the reason I'm bringing up the station is not because of weird local radio, but because their commercials are like for local gas stations and local owned businesses. It's a really charming station. The company that owns them is only here in Georgia, and their stations are either small country stations that only service, like this station used to only service a 50-mile area, and they've gotten big and now they're up to 75. So, you know, stand back. But their other stations are like play nothing. They got this chain of stations that play nothing but like 80s and 90s radio hits, which I guess is oldies music now, but we're going to pretend I'm not ancient and don't feel old thinking about that. But like, that's all they do. And their commercials are like, I'm not saying they don't have, you know, bigger businesses like McDonald's or whatever, but most of their commercials are like local businesses to that station. You know, like here where I live, there's this very odd store. It's a gas station / grocery store / U-Haul / self-storage / restaurant. Like it's got a restaurant in there, and a Blimpy, / butcher shop. Like there's 50,000 styles of business in this convenience store, and it's family owned. Like the same family has ran it since it's opened. And like, if they hire anyone that's not their family, it's like friends of the family, you know. And it's open 24 hours, you know. Even now they're like, yeah, look, just wear a mask if you're worried about getting it after 11, because you're safe until 11. But you know, that's this weird store, and they have commercials on that and that alone. It's like, no matter when you go in this place, the same one or two people are behind the register. It's a weird place, man. But that's the kind of commercials and stuff they have on this weird radio station. I bring that up now, not just because it'd been kind of, you know, Saturday night, all right, I'm listening to this weird country station with gas station commercials, but they'd have like, the morning show, it's the station manager, I think he lives in the station. I don't think he ever goes home. Him and this other guy do the morning show. But before that, they had like this old man, and I don't know if she was his daughter or just somebody that worked at the radio station doing the morning show. And when Transformers Age of Extinction was coming out, they were like making fun of it. I don't mean like mean-spirited making fun of it, just like what's all on the movie tickets this weekend? And she was like, well, and she'd read off what was playing at the local theater. I'm telling you, this is a small, it's not even a small town, but this one radio station believes it is. And they're all like, Transformers Age of Extinction. They made another one of them things. Good Lord. And then later, I got in my car and it was still on it. And they had made their own Transformers commercial. Like, they didn't have a, the if you listen to, you know, AM radio or a news talk radio, you might hear a commercial for a movie. You don't really hear those a lot on FM stations or whatever, but a lot of times on AM you'll hear them. And they'll be like, I still remember the Ang Lee Hulk. I got in my car and like a commercial for the Ang Lee Hulk movie, and it was like, Ang Lee's Incredible Hulk is a tour de force. One of those type of commercials. And they were making their own, apparently, and they made one for Transformers. And instead of just playing a Transformers commercial, it was like two girls that worked in the office just talking about, hey, what are you going to do this weekend? I think I'm about going to see Transformers Age of Extinction. Oh, yeah, Mark Wahlberg's in that. Yeah, he's hot. And that was the commercial. I'm not making this up. I wish I would have recorded that with my phone or something. And that was just a few years ago, like 5 years ago, clearly. I don't know if they were making fun of it or that was just them making a commercial and getting a little money from the studio or whatever. I don't know what was going on there. Maybe they lost their commercial and just made their own. And they're like, yeah, we played it. I don't know what's going on. I would have totally listened to them just hitting up all these stores. And Big Lots was never 24 hours, which is probably the best idea. Because, you know, some Big Lots, man, you might get COVID-30 in there. You know, they're interesting stores. And so I remember one Saturday, gassed up the car. I got up early, gassed up the car, headed out for the day. I went to every Big Lots. I think I like came home at like nine in the at night. I'd left out early in the morning. I hit every Big Lots. And I did buy some bootleg robots, and they had these, they weren't bootleg or anything, but they had these like low-end fantasy toys at the time. I bought a couple of those. They were pretty neat too. I was just out looking for me some Microman knockoffs, and I did not find him. The amount of gas I spent that day driving to Big Lots, I could have just, it'd have been like, what, $20 plus shipping to order the dang Red Falcon. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it was a good day. Just listening to the radio, driving, getting cheesed off and honking my horn at traffic. You know, I had a good day. And I think I should probably end this there. I've went on for 42 minutes talking about nothing. I mean, I talked about stuff, but I think I kind of rambled more than covered subjects. But I hope you guys liked it. I hope I entertained you. If I entertained you, then it was all worth it. If I didn't, I'm assuming you hit stop about 20 minutes ago. I wouldn't know why you'd keep listening. But thank you for listening. Transform Squadron is, we'll go for just a few more minutes here. Transform Squadron. I have been asked why this show is called Transform Squadron. And I explained this a while back on an older episode, but I'll do so again. Because the name of the site is Zone Base. So they're like, why do you call the podcast of Zone Base something different? And I'm like, well, just to keep it separate, you know, because zonebase.org, that's all me. That's my creation. That's all me. But this podcast is hosted on the TF Radio Network, which can be found at tfradio.net for shows and showtimes. And while you're there, Brian Kilby, owner of said network, and my friend, would appreciate if you looked at the ways to support the network. That's where this podcast is hosted. And for some reason, I just wanted to make the podcast have a cooler name than just Zone Base Podcast, you know. So I called it Transform Squadron. But as people have asked me, and this will tie back to what we were talking about. You know, we're talking about Transformers. We're talking about Microman. We talked a little bit about Diacom. That goes back to that. You see, as we all know, Transformers was made by combining Diaclone and Microman toys together and branding them Transformers with a new fiction. Well, Takara, they noticed how well it took off. And they had, prior to Transformers, was doing the Dicron thing here in America, which was basically the same idea, but it was just the toys packaged in the same box. Well, they were like, okay, let's do Transformers in Japan. And they were going to release, basically, it was just going to be Diaclone and Microman toys in a box that said Transformers. It was going to be the same toys, same fiction, everything, but under the same, one uniform branding. But they were going to call it Transformers. I just flubbed a little. 1 second. Okay, I got a drink of iced tea. I wet in my whistle. They were going to name it Transformers Henshin Sentai. Henshin Sentai Transformers. I'm blanking a little if the Henshin Sentai came before or after Transformers. But you can find the slides and all that in various, where that was being showed off in older BotCons when it was super rad. And, you know, conventions like that where they do these panels presenting all this stuff. And those meeting things on how Transformers in Japan was going to be that. Transformers Henshin Sentai or Henshin Sentai Transformers. Henshin Sentai translated means Transform Squadron. Ta-da! That's my show. So thank you all for listening to my weirdly cryptical titled podcast, which is a production of ZoneBase.org. I gave you the plug earlier for Radio Free Cybertron, which is where this podcast is hosted at. So please support those guys as well. But check out ZoneBase.org. Every day is Halloween. I'm talking about robots, monsters, and misadventure, and all sorts of that stuff. That kind of is what I talk about. That's a good description, I think. But please check it out. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next month with some more stuff.